This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So picture this. You're sitting in a conference room, or maybe you're staring at a Zoom screen.
Right, the classic modern meeting.
Exactly. And your digital marketing agency is walking you through your monthly slide deck.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, you probably do. The presentation is, like, visually stunning.
Mm.
It's full of these steep, upward trending graphs, green arrows everywhere.
They love the green arrow.
They really do. And the agency rep is just thrilled. I mean, they are excitedly showing you how your click-through rate is skyrocketing and your cost per click is plummeting.
High fives all around, right?
Right. They're practically high-fiving over these massive reductions in costs. And on paper, it looks like an absolute undeniable victory. You're sitting there feeling like a genius for hiring them.
Sure, for about 5 minutes.
Exactly, until the meeting ends. You walk down the hall or you open up your company Slack channels and you actually talk to your sales team.
And let me guess, the mood is completely different over there.
Oh, they are furious, completely frustrated.
Yeah.
Because the leads coming in from all those highly celebrated, super cheap clicks are just pure, unadulterated junk.
Yeah, that is a painfully relatable scenario for so many businesses right now.
It really is. Your highly paid sales professionals are spending hours of their day sifting through people who have absolutely no money, no actual interest in your product, and this is the worst part, aren't even human beings.
It's just infuriating. It's that massive disconnect between what the marketing dashboard says is happening and what the actual bank account says is happening.
Spot on. And that is exactly what our mission is for today's deep dive. We are going to uncover exactly why optimizing for a platform's algorithm so often ends up, directly sabotaging your real-world revenue.
Which is so critical to understand.
It is. And crucially, we're going to look at how you have to adapt your ad strategies for the massive structural shifts we are seeing in search technology,
yeah.
Especially now that we're deep into 2026.
Because the game hasn't just shifted, the board has basically been flipped over. Seriously. And to guide us through this, we have some fantastic source material today. It's this highly insightful piece by Clark Mago.
Oh, yeah, from Double Dome.
Right. He's a PPC, pay-per-click specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. His piece is titled, Why Your Google Ads Look Fine on Paper But Feel Wrong in Real Life.
It's a great title. It hits the nail right on the head regarding that exact boardroom scenario you just described.
It really does. Yeah. So, okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with how these agencies are actually creating this illusion of success while the underlying business is, internally bleeding.
Well, we have to start by understanding a concept they call the metric mirage.
The metric mirage.
Yeah, it's this absolute, almost religious reliance on what we call vanity metrics.
Just like what?
Like click-through rate, or a CTR, which is just the percentage of people who click your ad after seeing it, and cost per click, CPC, which is just what you pay for that specific action.
Historically, like 10 or 15 years ago, those were the gold standard metrics. If your CTR was going up, conventional wisdom said, hey, people like your ad.
Right. And if your cost per click was going down,
it meant you were buying web traffic efficiently. It looked like a win.
But wait, isn't the high click-through rate objectively a good thing? I mean, doesn't it mean the ad is well-written and engaging?
Well, not necessarily. It just means it's clickable.
Okay, meaning?
Meaning clickbait is highly clickable. If you write an ad promising free iPads, your click-through rate will be absolutely incredible.
Oh, true. Everyone's clicking that.
Right. But it doesn't mean those people are going to buy your, say, $50,000 B2B software package.
Ah, I see.
The core disconnect happens when a campaign is optimized entirely for these platform-specific metrics rather than actual business outcomes.
So the agency is looking at the Google Ads platform going, look at how cheaply we're acquiring these clicks.
Exactly. But they aren't looking at the cash register to see if those clicks bought anything. They are completely divorced from the revenue.
Which leads right back to that painful real-world consequence. You have your top-tier sales team, the people whose literal job is to close deals acting as human spam filters.
It's a terrible use of their time.
Right. They're calling phone numbers that are disconnected or emailing prospects who reply saying, I never filled out a form.
Yeah, and the source piece frames this perfectly from a CEO's perspective. If you're a business owner focused on scaling a predictable system, you have zero patience for this kind of dashboard fluff.
You just want results.
Exactly. Renting growth through Google Ads is a very dangerous game if you aren't actually owning the lead flow. A growth engine should be fundamentally simple.
How simple?
Like, I spent X dollars and I made Y dollars. If your reports look fine, but the revenue feels wrong, Mago points out something really interesting.
What's that?
Your ad account isn't failing the algorithm. It's actually succeeding at the algorithm perfectly.
Right.
Yeah, it's just failing your business.
It's like bragging about having the highest batting average in the league. But every time you hit the ball, it's a foul.
That is a perfect analogy.
Right. Like, you're making contact. Your stats look phenomenal on paper. The crowd is going wild. But the scoreboard hasn't moved an inch. You aren't scoring any runs.
Exactly. You're just wasting energy.
But this brings up a massive question for me. If Google's AI and their whole algorithmic system is supposed to be so incredibly advanced, and I mean, we hear about it constantly, why is it delivering these bad leads in the first place?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. Why is the smartest machine in the room handing me garbage?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the machine is actually doing exactly what it was told to do. And that is the root of the entire problem.
Wait, what do you mean?
Google's AI is incredibly powerful, yes, but it is fundamentally designed to find clicks. That's its primary directive, unless you specifically train it otherwise.
Okay.
So if your digital marketing agency sets your campaign parameters too broadly, which is honestly very common,
they just cast a wide net.
Right. The AI goes out into the wild internet and finds the absolute cheapest clicks possible to fulfill that directive and maximize your daily budget.
Which creates what the source calls the cheap click trap.
Precisely. A low cost per click looks fantastic in an agency's monthly report. But mechanically, how does the AI actually acquire a 3-cent click?
Yeah, how does it? Because that sounds too good to be true.
It is. It doesn't get it from a highly competitive, high-intent search term. Mm-hmm. It gets it by displaying your ads on junk, low-quality display networks.
Oh, like those random websites with a million ads on them.
Exactly. Or it gets them from accidental mobile taps, you know, where someone was trying to close a pop-up on their phone and hit your ad instead.
Oh, man, I hate doing that.
We all do it.
Yeah.
And very frequently, it gets them from automated bots scraping the web. The AI doesn't inherently know the difference between a high-intent CEO looking for consulting services and a piece of malicious code clicking random links.
It just sees a click.
Right. It just knows that it acquired a click and it did it cheaply.
Wow. Okay, so the AI is basically like a golden retriever. You threw the ball out into the swamp, and it happily bounded in, grabbed a muddy, rotting stick, and dropped it at your feet, wagging its tail.
Yes. It did its job, just not the job you actually wanted.
Or, to put it another way, it's like a heat-seeking missile.
Hmm.
But instead of locking onto a jet engine, your agency accidentally locked it onto a toaster.
Oh, I like that even better.
It hits the toaster with absolute devastating precision, but it's the wrong target entirely.
It really highlights the mechanical failure of the targeting. And this leads to the second major systemic failure identified in the source, which is attribution blindness.
Attribution blindness. So basically not seeing where the credit goes.
Basically, yeah. It's where the actual measurement of success is fundamentally flawed. In digital marketing, a conversion is the holy grail, right? Mm-hmm. It's the behavioral signal you feed back into the AI to say, yes, we like that. Go find more people like this.
Okay, makes sense.
But if your agency defines a conversion simply as anyone who lands on your contact page or anyone who hits submit on a form, regardless of whether they actually spend money, your entire data ecosystem becomes toxic.
Because you aren't telling the AI what actual success looks like. So you're essentially optimizing for the wrong signal.
Exactly.
You're training the algorithm to fetch you website visitors, not paying customers.
You're creating a vicious cycle of low quality traffic.
But wait, if I'm tracking form fills instead of closed deals, I have to actually connect my customer relationship management software, my CRM, like Salesforce or HubSpot, back to Google, right?
Yes, you do.
That sounds technically difficult. Is that why agencies avoid doing it?
It is technically more complex, sure, but it's also psychologically difficult for the agency.
What do you mean?
Well, if you track form fills, you get a quick dopamine hit. You get hundreds of conversions to put on your slide deck right away.
Oh, I see.
Closing a real B2B deal might take 3 months. Form fills take 3 seconds. Agencies love the immediate gratification of a form fill.
But it's empty calories.
Totally. Now, which brings us to the bots. We know bots are a huge drain on ad budgets.
Yeah, how do you actually spot them in the data? Because they must look like real people to the platform.
The source notes a very specific behavioral footprint. If you look at your analytics dashboard and you see a really high click-through rate, but it's paired with a 100% bounce rate and absolutely zero time on site.
That's a bot.
That is a bot. Human beings pause, they read, they scroll. A bot clicks the ad, the page loads, and the script instantly terminates or moves on.
They're gone in milliseconds.
Exactly. But your agency still gets to claim a successful click on their monthly report.
That is maddening. But here's where it gets really interesting. Because everything we just discussed, the bad targeting, the bot traffic, the fake conversions,
yeah,
that's just the baseline dysfunction of the old internet.
Mm.
The source material heavily emphasizes that we are now operating in 2026.
Right, a totally different era.
And the underlying technology of search has shifted dramatically, making all of these legacy metric failures exponentially more dangerous.
It's true. The entire landscape of how humans find information has fundamentally altered. DoubleDome refers to this current environment as the AI slump.
The AI slump. Let's really dig into the mechanics of what that means for a business owner today.
Well, think about user behavior for the last 20 years. You type a question into Google, you get a page with 10 blue links, you click 3 or 4 of them, read a few blogs, and eventually find your answer.
Classic searching.
Right. But in 2026, traditional top-of-funnel search traffic is falling off a cliff.
Why?
Because generative AI tools are now answering user queries directly on the search results page.
Oh, right.
The user types a question, the AI instantly generates a highly comprehensive summary right there at the top of the screen, and the user never has to click through to a website to get their basic information.
They get exactly what they need without ever leaving the search engine itself.
Exactly.
Which means all that informational research phase traffic that agencies used to rely on to pump up their click volume numbers is just evaporating?
It's gone. So you have to ask yourself, what happens to the ads in this new environment?
Yeah, who's actually clicking them?
If the AI is seamlessly answering all the basic questions, the people who are actually taking the extra step to click on an ad have a very different psychological profile than they did in 2023.
Okay.
The source argues that to win in 2026, your ad must be positioned as what they call the preferred answer.
The preferred answer, meaning it has to offer something so incredibly compelling or like possess so much brand authority that the user actively chooses to bypass the free instant AI summary they just read.
Yes, exactly. It has to provide relevance, trust, and depth that the AI simply cannot synthesize.
It has to offer real value.
It compels the user to click because they recognize your specific brand as the definitive authority in that niche.
Mm.
They don't just want a generic AI overview. They want your proprietary process or your specific expertise.
And what happens if you aren't the preferred answer? Like, what if your ad is just kind of generic, relying on those broad, cheap clicks we talked about earlier?
Then you are left fighting over the leftovers.
The leftovers.
That is the specific terminology used in the text. These are the users who read the AI summary, didn't get what they needed, are feeling unfulfilled, confused, or frustrated, and are just aimlessly clicking around.
Yikes.
They are, as the source puts it, just kicking tires. They aren't high-intent buyers ready to make a purchasing decision. They're stragglers.
And because of the cheap click trap we discussed, if your agency is optimizing purely for volume, the AI is going to funnel your entire budget into hoovering up these exact tire kickers.
Because they're the only cheap clicks left now that the AI has handled all the easy questions.
Oh, man. So you're basically paying a premium to acquire the most confused, least qualified people on the internet.
Precisely. It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, this is terrifying for anyone running a business. You've got an algorithm naturally designed to hunt for cheap bots. You have agencies completely blind to actual revenue and an AI search interface that is eating up all the normal human traffic and leaving you with the tire kickers.
It sounds bleak when you put it like that.
It really does. So let's get incredibly practical here. Say you're a business owner listening to this right now. You are spending, let's say, $15 a month on Google Ads.
Okay.
How do we stop the bleeding? How do you actually fix an account that is trapped in this metric mirage?
The very first step is to stop guessing and demand a professional Google Ads account review. You have to look under the hood.
So ignore the slide deck.
You absolutely cannot rely on the monthly slide deck your agency provides. A proper review ignores the click-through rates entirely.
What does it look at instead?
It digs into the actual search terms, like what exact strings of words did human beings type into their keyboards before your ad triggered?
Actual intent.
Right. It meticulously examines your exclusion lists. Who are you actively preventing from seeing your ads? And most importantly, it audits your conversion values.
Right. Checking if we are tracking meaningless form fills or if we are tracking actual closed revenue.
Exactly. It is a complete operational paradigm shift. The source contrasts what it calls legacy paper wins with system scale real life results.
But wait, isn't chasing a metric like return on ad spend or ROAS just trading one dashboard metric for another? How is that actually different from chasing cost per click?
That is a phenomenal point. Here is the difference. Cost per click is a platform metric. It only tells you what Google charged you. Return on ad spend, when tracked properly, is a business metric. It tells you what the market paid you.
Oh, that's a huge distinction.
Under the old legacy pay-per-wins model, the primary goal was maximizing clicks. The tracking was platform-based, meaning the data flow stopped the moment the user hit your landing page.
The old set it and forget it strategy.
That's exactly.
And the new way. The system scale mindset.
In the system scale model, your tracking becomes revenue-based and closed loop.
Closed loop, meaning?
This means the data physically flows from your CRM, like when the credit card is swiped or the contract is signed, all the way back to the ad platform.
Oh, wow.
You are explicitly telling Google's AI, this specific click resulted in $50,000. Go find more people who look exactly like this.
So mechanically, if I switch to this closed loop tracking today, my ad platform is going to look like it's performing worse for a while, right? Because the total number of conversions is going to drop off a cliff.
Absolutely. The vanity metrics will plummet. Your agency might panic. The slide deck will look terrible for a month.
Right.
But your bank account will start growing because you are finally training the machine on reality, not on mirages.
That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the bots? We talked about them draining budgets.
Yeah.
If the AI is naturally hunting for them because they're so incredibly cheap, how do we physically stop them from crowding our ads?
The technical fix mentioned in the source is implementing server-side exclusions.
Server-side exclusions. Break that down for us. How does that actually work in practice?
Well, think of it like a nightclub.
Okay, I'm with you.
Normal bot blocking is like having a security guard inside the club. The bot comes in, wanders around, maybe drinks some of your expensive inventory, and then the guard eventually kicks them out.
But the damage is done.
Right, and the click was recorded. Server-side exclusions act as the bouncer at the front door with a highly sophisticated clipboard.
Oh, nice.
By analyzing behavioral patterns and network data before the page even renders, the server identifies the bot and turns it away at the door. It never steps foot on your site.
That is brilliant.
The financial bleed is stopped before it ever registers to the Google Ads platform as a valid click.
Wow. It really highlights the ultimate goal here. You are actively shifting away from high-volume noise. You don't want 1,000 cheap clicks. You want 10 precision-targeted, pre-vetted customers.
Exactly. Quality over quantity.
Because as a business owner, you didn't build your company to babysit an ad account. You don't want to be in the weeds deciphering agency jargon.
No one has time for that.
Right. You want your digital marketing to act as a highly tuned technical infrastructure that protects your capital from wasted spend while consistently generating predictable revenue.
That's the exact mindset shift required. It's moving from viewing digital marketing as an expense that generates attention to an investment that generates verifiable profit.
Verifiable profit. I love that.
If the phone isn't ringing with the right people, the marketing is failing, regardless of how many green arrows are on the platform dashboard.
So what does this all mean?
If you take one actionable thing away from our discussion today, let it be this. Do not accept agency jargon or slide decks that do not perfectly align with your bank account.
Period.
Knowledge is only valuable when it is applied. And the application here is to demand revenue-based closed-loop tracking from whoever manages your ads. Force them to optimize for closed revenue.
Own your lead flow.
Ensure you are actually owning your market flow, pulling in high-intent buyers by being the preferred answer, and not just renting cheap, bot-filled clicks from an algorithm that frankly doesn't understand your business.
It is time to take the power back from the vanity metrics. Stop chasing the mirage. But, you know, looking at this 2026 landscape we've unpacked, it leaves me with this really wild, mind-bending thought to leave you with.
Oh.
Yeah. If AI summaries are already eating up traditional search traffic and they're answering user queries directly on the page, what does the future of search advertising actually look like?
That's a massive question.
In a few years, as these AI tools become even more personalized and deeply integrated into our lives, will we even be advertising to human beings anymore? Or will your ad strategy need to be meticulously optimized to convince the user's personal AI assistant to buy your service on their behalf?
Wow, imagine that boardroom meeting.
Right, just machines selling to machines. Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.